5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Welcome aboard. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. It's the Football Friday edition of the SRQ Sports Show here on Friday, November 20th, 2020. We've made it. We survived the damn week. The weekend is upon us. Beautiful day here. We broadcast live every day, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour a day from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. Lock it up. Beautiful day. Woke up in the low 60s today, and now it's creeping up. It's over, and this is usually the case here in Florida. Not that we're complaining, but we get an eventual little cold front that comes in from your northern states that are damn freezing right now. 19 degrees in Maine, and guess what? I had to cancel my Maine trip, man. And the CDC on the COVID-19 front, which we're really not going to touch on today, I guess I could give you some report here. Basically, I mean, it is an old Football Friday, and I do encourage you to stay with the show here if you're into any fantasy football. We'll touch base on that. And guess what? We went 2-0 yesterday. Now our record jumps to what does our record jump to here? I should be more prepared for you folks, but the God's honest truth is that I'm not. But we are 45-35, baby. We won two games yesterday, and we couldn't have been more on point about the NFL Thursday game, where I told you to lay 2.5 and give it to Arizona Cardinals. It was a setup game from the previous 2 weeks that Arizona's been playing and putting up 30 points. I told you that the game would slow up a little bit, and it sure did. The over-under was at 57. We told you that was a little bit too high, because that was bait too, because Arizona scoring 30 points, and we know the damn Seattle Seahawks, which are Mac Daddy, they go to 7-3. And I like to say good morning to my off-the-chain crowd there. They're listening to me. They can't shut me off there in Seattle. Damn great state of Washington. They're way out west, baby. The numbers are off the chain. You're third on the SRQ Talk most listenership state there. And how about Orlando? Orlando takes over fourth place over Northport. Hey, Northport, you just got passed by damn Orlando and Mickey Mouse. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Orlando. We must have touched a nerve there or something, because your numbers are blowing up lately in the high trends. You've passed the MIA down there with my Susios in the 305. They continue to have high ratings, but Orlando just passed them. You know, the king of the mountain, being Fort Myers. No one's taking that away. They're the most listened city in the whole world here on the SRQ Talk Show, believe it or not. It's true. Fort Myers, Lehigh Acres, Cape Cod, and number two, St. Pete, good morning to you. And then, of course, Sarasota, where we broadcast live from here. It's the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here. It's the Football Friday edition, all football for 1 hour today. And since we are 45-35, high 55%, nothing to write home about. Jersey might not want to opt in still, being that we're at, 56% now. 56%. We're creeping up the ladder. And you would think that the percentages would go higher, being 2-0 yesterday. I mean, in our last 10 games, we got like damn 8 wins. We're like over 80% in our last 10 games. That's the truth. Now, just to keep it really brief here, we're not going to bring down the damn show yet. This is an all-football Friday show, November 20th, 2020. The show today is sponsored by Go ShopWise. What is it? Damn it. It's a new sponsor, man. It's Go Shop shopwise.com. Log it up. There you go. Go shopwise.com. And now with the Black Friday and all the specials, the holidays coming up, this is an affiliate from Amazon. Go shoponline.com. You got millions of products there. If you got Prime with Amazon, it's next day free service there on the delivery. Get your packages now. I encourage you. Our new sponsor of the Football Friday Show is GoShopWise.com. Lock it up. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We got them going around the corner because our numbers are damn off the chain as usual. Orlando's damn blowing up, and everything's big in Texas. Texas is threatening the great state of Washington for third place there. And hello, Columbus, Ohio. You can't be ignored. You're the number two overall state that listens to your boy, and you listen to it in high damn numbers. Absolutely. Jersey, New York, nah, they're not interested. There's too many protests to attend, and there's other things. They're too cool for us over there in New York and New Jersey. And, you know, and then New Jersey is just disappointed. We're 56%. We don't meet their approval there yet because their numbers have dropped. When we were 82% and 67%, you know, where they're carving out our face on Mount Rushmore of handicappers or building a damn statue outside the damn Bellagio out in Vegas. He says damn so much. Whatever. Yeah, is the show the same? Yes, it is. But today, it's all Football Friday. A little different show for you. Let's go to the scores yesterday. Man, we couldn't have been more on point on this game. Game ended 28-21 where the Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals fall to 6-4. Still a good damn team, and Kyle Murray is still Mac Daddy. But we knew the Seahawks were going to slow this game down, even though they can go out in a shootout with people. The defenses both stepped up a little bit here. There was a couple of sacks in the game. Kyle Murray did throw for 42 yards. He completed 29, completing 69% of his passes. He went for 269. He did throw two touchdowns, no interceptions. But what's the story? Kyle Murray got sacked three times, man, in their running game. Absolutely an abortion. They got Kelvin Drake there that attempted 11. He only rushed for 29 yards as a 2.6 average. Garbage. His longest thing was 12 yards. He did manage to punch one in, and then Edmonds only rushed for two times for 13 yards. He at least had a 6.5 average there. His longest run was an 11-yarder. But the rushing attack for the Arizona didn't happen, and that's why they depended on Kyle Murray's arm there. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, he attempted 42 passes. That's a high number there. Receiving wise, Drake was targeted five times. He caught four balls for 31 yards. But Edmonds out of the backfield also. All of his four targets were received. He went for 36 yards. He did score a touchdown. Tight end Arnold only got two targets. One of them was a four-yard touchdown there. The big guy there was Fitzgerald was targeted big time. Larry Fitzgerald, the old man, still doing it, man. Eight receptions, 62 yards, but he came in the clutch. And then, of course, DeAndre Hopkins had five receptions, 51 yards. His longest was a 23-yard tall. And then this kid Kirk, which is their third receiver there, got four catches, 50 yards. He busted out one for 14 yards, his longest one. The Gonzalez, the kicker, he only attempted three extra points. So that no big deal. And then Russell Wilson, maybe in my eyes, the best quarterback in the NFL. He only attempted 28 yards, but he threw for 82% completions. He went 23 for 28, only a 197, low numbers for Wilson. He did throw for two touchdowns, and he was also sacked three times. And this is what slowed the game. This is why the game was going to go under. We didn't put it as a lock in a day, but we strongly recommended the under there. It's just that we don't like to, root for a boring damn game. Russell Wilson actually was rushed out of the pocket. He rushed the ball 10 times for 42 yards. But Carlos Hyde, there you go. Carlos Hyde, which I didn't have the opportunity to pick up my waiver wire because I went with the new kid, Ahmed from the Dolphins, your hottest football NFL team with five wins in a row. But Carlos Hyde had 14 attempts. He gobbled up 79 yards. He had a touchdown. He punched one in. And DJ Dallas, only one attempt, 13 yards. That's why I didn't pick his ass up. In fact, Scarsborough, which I guess he got traded. He got waived by the – this kid used to play for the Colts. He attempted six times, 31 yards, and he looked damn good, Scarsborough, man. But he's third on the debt list there. It was all about the receivers. Oh, my God. DJ Metcalf, man. Man crush on this guy. He only had three receptions for 46 yards, but they were huge. He caught a touchdown. Lockett also scored a beautiful touchdown there. Lockett was actually targeted nine times, and he caught nine passes for 67 yards. So there you go, man. Maybe Mike Evans from your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers can learn something, getting targeted 11 times and only catching six balls. Man, are you kidding me, man? This is how you do it. Lockett did it. Yeah, he got targeted nine times, nine receptions. Let me see. The tight ends didn't really come through. I mean, Hollister was targeted three times. He only caught two balls for 14 yards. The touchdowns, Lockett and Metcalf there. On the rushing side, like I said, man, it was all about Carlos Hyde there for the Seattle. Should have been a much higher favorite. We ended up laying 2.5 and coming through. That was one of our victories yesterday that put us at 45-35, 56%. Socially acceptable in the gambling world, and we'll take it. We'll keep our eye on the time. We're halfway through the first segment of an All Football Friday show here. Interact with the show. I'd like to hear your opinion. Either drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Or let your voice be heard. And if it's any good, your boy Roy here is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Go to our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and you're off to the races with a 60-second message there. You have no trouble finding the show, but we do broadcast from the Anchor dashboard here. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Listen Notes, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is, you go to any search engine like Google, Bing, Yahoo, or AOL, you put in the search engine SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate that page. That's right. It's a Friday football show, and we're going to attempt to give you locks on every single game today. On Sunday's football Sunday docket, we're going to pick every game. It's probably going to take the whole second half of the show, so you definitely want to tune in for that. We're going to amp it up. We're 45-35. We're either going to fall on our face and yak all over ourselves, or we're going to be dancing in the streets there. We got to bring this percentage up from 56%, man. We're 45-35. We're red hot. I'm Fuego. And I like to welcome my 11 countries. What did he say?
Whatever.
Yeah, 11 countries, baby. Thank you for tuning in to your boy Roy SRQ Talk. And honestly, if you give 1 hour of your 24 hours that is dealt with you in a day, you're giving it up to listen to your boy here. I got a couple of minutes to give you a shout out. Roy's Rowdy Rebels in the UK, England, and Wales. We have the recently added Western Asian country of Qatar, the Arabian community, Mexico, Buenatarde, Germany, Turkey, our first ever opted in international country. Yeah, the great Irish community of Ireland, Asian communities represented with Singapore, and we need beauty on this. And we got Colombia, Buenatarde, the motherland of all Latins, España, Spain, lock it up, and Sucame, la Mingia, Italia, Guerrilla, and the beautiful blue-eyed blonde hairs of the Netherlands, all locked into your boy Roy. Of course, the 12th country being the U.S., all, and this is in order, Florida off the chain, Ohio, Washington. However, everything's big in damn Texas, and they're coming, man. They're like a couple of percentages from taking over third place. We have the original 13 county of Virginia representing Georgia, Jersey, New York, California, Nebraska, Oregon, and Michigan for the damn love of Dearborn. Good afternoon to you. It's your boy, Roy SRQ, talking on an All Football Friday show. So that's the NFL game that we hit. And then, of course, we're macking on the damn college. And we got four games to pick today. We have today at 7 p.m. on the four-letter network, it's going to be Syracuse against Louisville. How do you like that? Two damn garbage teams, man. Louisville against Syracuse against Louisville. Syracuse is 1-7. Louisville is 2-6. And then we got Drew Brees' former team, Purdue, going up against damn Minnesota. That's going to be a cold one. And that's going to be on the BTN network, whatever that is, man. Look it up. And then the CBSS is got University of UMass against Florida Atlantic. There you go, Florida. You're in the limelight today at 8 p.m. of playing UMass there. Florida Atlantic's 4-0. UMass hasn't won. They're 0-2. And then not the Mexicanos, but New Mexico against our awesome Defense Air Force team. Their Air Force is 1-2. New Mexico's night off the schneid, man. They're 0-3. So we'll pick those games for you there. And yesterday, what did I say? I have no listenership. Anybody in Oklahoma listening? Anybody near Oklahoma at all? No, but it was all about damn Tulsa yesterday, man. They had us scared. They kept it tight. Tulane kept it tight, very tight yesterday. In fact, Tulsa was losing this game. And the problem with losing the majority of the game is that we were damn laying 7 points, man. But they got they put the pedal to the metal. They amped it up. And Tulsa came out 30-24. We squeaked, man. We laid 5.5 to Tulane here. Tulane drops to 5-5. Tulsa goes to 5-1. 30-24, Tulsa prevails there. We laid, I think we laid 4.5 is what it was. 4.5, they beat them by 6 barely. So we go to 2-0, 45-35. And we got four games, four locks to give you for today. And then on the second half of the 30-minute, one-hour show here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, SRQ Sports Show Edition here in Old Football Friday. We're going to give you every damn game in the NFL for Sunday and then come back in an I Love Monday show after the beautiful weekend that we'll have. We'll come back and we'll go over all those games, and that'll be fun to do to see if we get buried or not. Last time I think we tried that, we went like 3-7 or something. So we got to be really careful there. As far as today, let me check the time because you know Anchor will boot us out of here, man. So we're going to give you the four locks of the college game for today, the Friday night games today that are being played, all four of them. And let's get right to that. And then on the second half, we'll go the whole NFL games game by game there. We'll try to give you some fantasy football information too. I'm still alive. Your boy is still alive. I'm 4-6 now in the league. I told you all I need is about 7 wins. And there's a lot of teams that are 5-5, 4-6, 3-7. Lock it up, man. Your boy Roy plays the Bomb Squad. Bomb Squad is 5-5. I'm 4-6, man. And it's going to be they projecting him based on the projections of each player's counts. And I'm really in doubt now to either start Big Ben against your damn Jacksonville Jaguars that are damn horrible. But I think that's a setup game against Ben, man. He scored me 40 points yesterday. I had last week I had him on the bench, but you know, terrific. Tom Brady came through for me with 41 points. But you know, the Rams give up less points to opposing quarterbacks, fantasy opposing quarterbacks, than anybody in the league. That's your boy Roy keeping you in the know. What did he say? You heard me, and I know you're hard of hearing. Whatever. But let me go ahead and tell you again. The Rams give up less points to opposing quarterbacks as far as fantasy points. And I got Brady playing the damn Rams on Monday Night Football. I kind of like the idea that I have Brady on Monday night, and that's why I might keep him there. The projections aren't too much. It's probably a half a point either which way. But you know, our boy yesterday, what was that cocky-ass guy on NFL? On the NFL sit-em or start-em dude from but this guy's got old news, man, because I noticed Adam Rank, that's it, our new fan Adam Rank, NFL.com writer. He's a little sarcastic. He's got an opinion and he ain't afraid to say it. As far as stardom, he's got my boy Big Ben, number one against the Jaguars. He says Roethlisberger has been pretty efficient this season, but still didn't have the one blowout game until Sunday, which is not true, man. That's damn fake news, man. Ben's been scoring 37, 30. I've had him all year, and most of the time I start him. But, damn, you know, I got Tom, man. I can't keep Tommy on the bench for too long. He's got Cam Newton starting, Lamar Jackson, Justin Hebert, which plays on Monday night against Brady. And he even has Alex Smith from damn Washington football team starting. He's got Jameis Winston. What he doesn't know is that they didn't put Jameis Winston to start. They got Hill starting there, keeping you in the know. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Sports Show and All Football Friday. Thank you for joining me. The number one guy they got, sit him, Tom Brady. We took a chance with Tom last week, which I know seems weird to say about the GOAT, but he's clearly a week-to-week starter at the moment. Listen, this isn't some Hollywood social club where you're granted status because you once started Boy Meets World. You see what I mean, man? This damn guy, man. And, of course, I'm talking about Ben Savage because Danielle Fishel is still an A-lister, especially at the PWA. Hey, give me the hell with that. Stop trying to be a comedian like these guys on the radio here locally. However, if you've been rotating Brady this season, which I have, you might want to keep him on the bench this week. I mean, I would love to, but my other quarterback in the next player on the list. So if you can, I'd avoid Brady against the Rams, who have allowed the second fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. Your boy Rudd just told you that. They are fresh off a game where they harassed Russell Wilson. It cost me the dub in my second City League. So this guy's got an axe to grind, man. Only because Russell Wilson got damn taken by the Rams doesn't mean my boy Brady will. I don't like it. I'm offended. He's got Big Ben starting, man. Now, what do I do? What do I do? Do I go with Big Ben, which is Mac Daddy, against Jacksonville, which you would think that the guy's going to destroy them and put like 50 points on damn Jacksonville. They're horrible. Okay, but these games that you think are so obvious, almost like last night's game, man, where everybody jumped on Arizona and I told you they would. Your boy Roy's not a follower. I do what I do. I'm in control of mine. I'm a leader. And I told you to lay the 2.5, which was a damn bargain, man. I know it was a divisional game, but Arizona's coming in hot. They were going to disappoint you, man. They were. I've seen this movie way too many times. And based on this guy's not current, he's got Jameis Winston, really? Dude, he's not even starting, buddy. I mean, they got Hill to start. They just announced that today. So this is old fake news, man. I'm going with Tommy. I like the idea of having somebody on Monday night, and I got him and Higley, the tight end for the Rams I got. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stick with my team, man, Tyler Higley, Higby. Damn Rams, man. Tight end, I got him on Monday night, too. And I like the idea of having Tommy Boy, you know. 43.47 points is what they're projecting. And they're not always right. They're wrong a lot. I'm going to stay with Bailey on the kicker, New England defense. And Chase Claypool, lock it up, baby. I'd love to get double points on you. You're going to tear up that Jacksonville secondary, which is horrible. Chase Claypool, I got on my team too, man. He plays for Pittsburgh. Maybe I should put him Big Ben. I got nothing to lose there, man. I really don't. It's a toss-up, but I do like the idea of having a Brady. Roethlisberger is more sure against Jacksonville. You see, the good thing is I still have time. What we don't have time is in this segment, because now I rambled on about damn fantasy football, which I was going to. Let's get to the locks of the day. Let me see if we could get a quick lock here. Let me try to do it on this segment of the show, or should we do just all locks on the second half? No, let's do this one now. Syracuse against Louisville. Louisville is dropping 19. Are you kidding me, man? You're 2-6 against Syracuse is 1-7, and you're dropping 19 points. Guess what, man? I'm taking the 19. I don't buy it, Louisville. Syracuse, even though my numbers are damn in the toilet in New York, I'm going with Syracuse plus 19. That's your first lock of the day here on an All Football Friday. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show. And then we got Drew Brees' Purdue in Minnesota. Minnesota's laying one against Purdue. Guess what, man? That game's in Minnesota. I'm going with Purdue, man, for the love of Drew Brees. We're taking Purdue plus one there. We're taking the gobbling up the 19 in Syracuse and hope not to choke on it. Then we got UMass against Florida Atlantic. This is a good one. Florida Atlantic is laying 32.5. What the hell is UMass? Damn mannequins. Get out of here at Florida Atlantic. You're nobody to be laying. Oh, now it's 33. Get out of here. We're going to go with gobble the 33. Thank you very much, sir. We'll take 33 in UMass. That's your third damn trifecta of the day. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ, talking. We're running out of time. And then we got New Mexico, yep, against Air Force, laying 9.5. You know what? Damn, Air Force is amped up, man. If they're dropping 9.5 on New Mexico that hasn't won a game, Air Force has. They're 1-2. We're going with the damn US of A in our country. Air Force team. I don't like it, but you know what? Where we are, I do like it. Drop the 9.5. That's four games, so we're going plus 19 with Syracuse. We got Syracuse, and they better butch up Syracuse against Louisville. I'm taking confidence in you. I'm grabbing the 19. I'm grabbing the 1 point that Minnesota is gifting Purdue. So we'll take Purdue there. And guess what? You in the Florida Atlantic, you're nobody to be giving 33 points to anybody. What is UMass, damn Ken and Barbie? Are they mannequins? Get the hell out of here, man. Florida Atlantic, I'm gobbling your 33 points. And the only favorite that we're going with is that we're dropping 9.5 to New Mexico, grabbing Air Force. There you go. That's how we do. It's your boy Roy giving you four locks for a Friday, Friday collegiate day. I like to thank the sponsor of the first segment of the show, GoShopWise.com. Baby, lock it up. Go over there, do yourself a favor, get those, risk the COVID thing and go to the mall, do it all online, man. Get it delivered right to your house. They're an Amazon affiliate. GoShopWise.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I'd like for you to interact with the show. Tell me what you think, man. We're 45 and 35 now, 56%. SRQTalk@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail at SRQTalk.com. It's season 2, episode 26, man. We're amped up. We're going to give you every game, every lock for Sunday's games, and there's a full board there of games, all right? You got the four just now that I gave you, the college games that we're blessed with tonight. We're taking Syracuse and 19 points against Louisville. We're taking 1 point and going with Purdue against Minnesota. We're going to take UMass and that bloated up 33 that Florida Atlantic is giving them. That's crazy. And then our only favorite, we're going to lay 9.5 to New Mexico. We're going with the damn Air Force, US of A, baby. Stay with the show because the next show, the next segment, the next 30 minutes of the SRQ Sports Show here, we're going to give you every single game in the NFL this Sunday. It's SRQ Sports Show, All Football Friday. Next. Okay, welcome back to the SRQ talk show here, the SRQ Sports Show edition, All Football Friday, baby, locking it up with your boy Roy here, November 20th, 2020. We're pumped up, and we're going to get straight to the games here. We're not going to waste no time here. We were going to do and give you some news and stuff like that, but we got no time here, man, and your time flies with your boy Roy here. So just to review, We're 45 and 35, 56% on the locks of the day here, giving you free picks here. And we're very hot on Fuego, some people in España would say. And we gave you, there's four collegiate games that we're blessed with today. And just to review, Louisville goes up against Syracuse, and they're laying a fat 19 to Syracuse, and we're taking it. We're going to take 19 in Syracuse and see what they're about, the damn Orange men. And then Purdue against Minnesota. The more I look at this game, I'm wondering why Minnesota is actually favored in this game. But guess what? You know, COVID-19 does affect things here, unfortunately. But we're going to go for the love of Drew Brees. We're going with Purdue gobbling the one. So right out of the gate, we're going with two dogs, and we're going to go with a third dog. You know why? Because Florida Atlantic laying 33 to anybody. These are not mannequins or Barbie dolls or G.I. Joes, okay? This is the University of Massachusetts with some pride. Even though they haven't won a game yet, we're going to gobble the 33 damn turkey leg and everything with all the dressings inside that you're giving us on this damn November holiday. My favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, coming up next week, and Florida Atlantic is giving me some damn potato puds, the spuds there, 33 of them. We're going to take the 33. That's three dogs in a row, and our only favorite is the damn United States Air Force, laying 9.5 to the winless New Mexico team there. So we're going Air Force, UMass, Purdue, and Syracuse. Lock it up. Big docket here in the NFL. Yesterday, we gave you a winner. We went with the Emerald Cities. That listens to your boy Roy here exclusively off the chain numbers in the state of Washington coming out of Seattle for the SRQ talk show. And we went with the Seahawks yesterday, and they prevailed. It was a bargain. We gave 2.5 to Kyle Murray. Everybody took the bait. They set you up in the last 2 weeks, and that's why Vegas never loses. Right out of the gate here at 1 o'clock on Fox, we got the damn Eagles against the Browns, man. And the Browns are 6-3, but they got a lot of injuries. And Beckham is out. Eagles 3-5. The Wentz has got to come through, okay? The Eagles are one of these teams that have a tie. They're 3-5-1. Over-under's 47.5 with the weather in Cleveland. I doubt that. Now, Cleveland's favorite three, guess what? The Eagles aren't bad, man. Number one, we're going to start writing these down. I'm going to write these down right here. And we are going, because these are going to be a hell of a lot of games, and this is going to boost us or bury us here on our 45 and 35, 56%, which we're trying to amp up. So 1 o'clock games, we're going Eagles +3 there against the damn Cleveland Browns. And don't take offense, Ohio, for the love of Ohio, Columbus, listening to the SRQ talk show. Good afternoon to you. And then we got the damn Falcons against the breeless breeless Saints there. The Saints just announced that they're going to go with Hill at quarterback. I think Hill as a decoy, and every once in a while, he's Mac Daddy. But him under the helm instead of Breeze, don't like it, man. And Ryan for the Falcons, it's just that the Falcons have been horrible to us, man. And they've been horrible to themselves. They're 3-6. They beat a couple of loser teams lately. They've jumped up to 3-6. Saints 7-2. Saints are laying 3.5. Guess what, man? I'm taking the Falcons, man. I'm such a sucker for the ATL in fucking Georgia, man. We're going to take Falcons there, and we're going to go +3.5. So that's two dogs right out of the gate there. These are all 1 o'clock games until I tell you different. Lions and Stafford 4-5 against the Panthers. And they're my C Mac, the drama I've been going through with Christian McCaffrey. He's gone for 4 weeks, comes back for a week, blows up, and then gone again, man, with a shoulder injury. The kid is Mac, man, but he better stay healthy. Or he's just going to be another statistic, man. The Lions go up against the Panthers. I do like Bridgewater. Lions are favorite 2.5. And over-under is 45.5. McCaffrey's not playing. Guess what, man? I'm going with the Lions. Call me crazy, but I'm going to lay 2.5 to Bridgewater in Carolina and go with the Lions. Next game, New England against the Texans. Now, this is a horrible team. I feel sorry for J.J. Watt. He should go play with his brother over there in Pittsburgh and go win a title. And then Watson, man, what a waste of talent there. Texans are, even though my numbers are damn off the chain in Texas, okay, don't take offense, Houston, man, but your team is damn horrible, man. They got to get it together. The Patriots are favored by 2, over under 48%. Let me tell you, I'm going with Cam, man. I'm going with Cam and the Patriots, Burkhead, Harris, Belichick, and the whole history there. Lock it up. New England. We're going with New England minus 2 there. Next game, best team in football, the Steelers against the Jaguars. I don't care how many points you have to lay. And this is probably a setup game, but we don't care. We're going to lay 10.5. I would lay 20.5 in this game. We're going with Pittsburgh, and we're not even going to give that damn Jacksonville, a horrible team, one of the few cities. I got 14 damn cities in Florida today. You think Jacksonville's one of them?
Whatever.
No, they're not. Okay, so and this is not bias. It's just that your team is damn horrible. You got rid of Ramsey, the cornerback, the only worth it to even look at what your team's doing. Okay, you ain't got Fournette. You ain't got nobody, man. You're horrible, Jacksonville. You're 1-8. You'll probably be competing with the Jets for the number one pick. Now, Steelers, 10.5, bargain all day. Steelers laying the 10.5. We move on to my new favorite team, the damn Cincinnati Bengals, and they go up against that damn Washington football team that thinks they're all cool because they got Alex Smith now. You're still 2-7. You're still a horrible team. I got a man crush on Joe Burrow. You're going to give me a point, I'll take it. We're going Cincinnati all day, and it's not for the love of damn Columbus, Ohio, which is the number 2 highest rated on planet Earth that listens to your boy rule the state of Ohio. Guess what? Damn, I love a Cincy, baby. The Bengals. I love the Bengals. Giovanni Bernard, all of them. Mixing all of them. So we're going to take the 1 point. We're going with Cincy plus 1. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's the SRQ Sports Show here, all football Friday. We're giving you every game for Sunday. We've already given you a ton. We gave you 4 college games that do today, but we're up against the clock here, and we're amping it up here. We're going to try to get all these games here. And the Titans that we went against last week and won against the Ravens. The Ravens are 6-3. Titans are 6-3. Something's got to give. Ravens giving 5. Guess what? You're nobody. You're nobody. And you'll probably blow them out, but you're nobody to be giving 5 points. I've been watching you, Ravens. I really have, man. And you know, the Jamal Jackson and the whole deal, Mac Daddy, all that. Quarterback, I love it, but you ain't got much help, man. I rather the Titans. I think they're better, not better coach, because you know, Harbaugh is a good coach over there. Ravens are a good organization as a whole. Titans are too, and Titans are coming off a loss, and I don't see the Titans going 6-4. Maybe one of these teams are going to be going 6-4, and the other one's 7-3. And I think it's the damn Titans. I'm going to grab the 5. Tennessee plus 5 against Baltimore, and guess the hottest team in damn football that we got to skip this game because the Dolphins are my favorite team. They're laying 3.5 against the Broncos. Broncos are 3-6 and damn garbage. My team, Tua, and the hottest team right now, they're 6-3, but we got to skip it because this goes against our rule that we don't bet on our favorite teams. And then Jets and Chargers, man. Horrible game. Jets are 0-9 winless. Chargers are 2-7. They will be getting Eckler back, keeping you in the know. A little nugget there for you. Eckler will be back week 12, not 11. But the Chargers are laying 9.5. And guess what, Chargers? Don't think you're damn all that, okay? Because are you kidding me? Aber is going to play a great game against the Jets, but has the Jets fighting mailed it in? I mean, really? Are they mannequins? Are they an NFL team? 9.5? You know what? Believe it or not, I'm going with the Jets, man. I'm going to go to the Jets. I don't think the Chargers are anybody to be laying 9.5 to any team. And the Jets aren't Ken and Barbie and G.I. Joes and little pretend little stick figures. No, man, they're NFL players and they got pride. They want to get off the schneid. I'm going with the Jets plus 9.5 that the Chargers are giving me. And then here start, and now that game is starts at 4 o'clock. Actually, the Dolphin Bronco game started at 4 o'clock picks. Now we're all the way down to the Packers and the Colts. You know, I'm a big favorite here with the Indianapolis Colts. I picked them last week and they came through. They're laying 2 to the Packers. You're not getting me there. Packers are 7-2. I can see them losing this game, but guess what? They're not going to because damn Aaron Rodgers is off the chain. You're giving Aaron Rodgers 2 points. Say no more. I'm going with the Packers plus 2. Maybe I should really look at this game because I do like the Colts. And it is a weird line. I mean, how can you be favorite? But guess what? No way, man. I'm going with Rodgers all day here. Packers plus 2. 4 o'clock, we got the Cowboys against the damn Vikings that have been playing good. Vikings laying 7 to the Cowboys at Minnesota. I'll take it. Take the Vikings. You know what? I'm going to change that. The Vikings are damn bunker chokers. That's a lot of points. You know what? The Cowboys. I'm going with the Cowboys plus 7, man. Dalton is back. Well, we'll see what happens there. But I don't think the Vikings beat you by 7. They might beat you, but not by 7. So I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 7 there. And then we have the Sunday night game, Chiefs against your Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs are laying 8. I don't care if they're laying 18. I'm going with my homeboy Mahomes, and I'm laying 8. Everybody's going to think, oh, the Raiders beat them last week and all this. Whatever. That doesn't mean anything. My homeboy's going to blow them out by 20. I'm going with the Chiefs laying the 8, and if the Raiders want to win, I'll be damn impressed with Chucky. But it's not going to happen, man. You're a 6-3 team. I can see you going 6-4, and I can see my homeboy going 9-1. So the Chiefs, your boy Roy's taking the Chiefs there. And then the Monday night game, it's your Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Los Angeles Rams. The Bucs are minus 4. They're 7-3. I can see them going 7-4, and I can see the Rams, man. I'm surprised they've lost as many games as you did. The Dolphins beat you. But you know what? I feel like the Rams are going to be butched up, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's why Tampa doesn't, Tampa takes it personally. Because I don't go with the Bucs doesn't mean that I don't, I'm not pro-damn Tampa, okay? This is about money, not about fanhood. That's why we skipped the hottest team in football, the Miami Dolphins. We couldn't touch because it's my favorite team. And the Bucs are not, okay? And guess what? It's all about money. I'm going with damn Rams, man. Just for that, plus 4. I'll take the Rams plus 4 on Monday Night Football, baby. This is your boy, Roy, and I hate to rush out of here for you, man, but it's the damn weekend. I'm ready for it. I got 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out. We did a 15-minute show here, but it was all about giving you Football Friday picks, baby, and we got 4 college games we gave you. We went over it more than enough, and we just went over all the NFL picks. We're going with the Eagles plus 3. The Falcons plus 3.5. The Lions laying 2.5. We're going with New Orleans minus 2. No, that wasn't the minus 2. Hell, now we got to go. Damn it. Now we got to go back here. Who was this? I can't even read my own damn writing, man. Oh, God. Let's go over this. We're going Eagles plus 3. We got the Falcons plus 3.5. We got the Lions minus 2.5 to the Panthers. We're going with New England minus 2 there against the damn Houston Texans. Don't take it personal, Houston. And then we're going with the team that's probably going to win the Super Bowl, the Steelers. They haven't lost a game yet, and they're not going to lose to the Jacksonville. We're laying them 10.5. That's how bad you are, Jacksonville. And then my new favorite team, the one I'm flirting with, having an affair with, is Cincinnati Bengals. A man crush on Joe Burrow. I think he was the best draft pick out of LSU. And he's going up against the damn Alex Smith football team. Get the hell out of here, man. The Bengals are high-powered, man. They're going to take it there. It's a gift getting one there. And then Titans and Ravens, pick your poison there, baby. I'm going with Tannehill and the Titans there. I like them. They're giving me 5 points, and we're going to take Tennessee. And the Jets, they're not damn mannequins, okay? They're horrible. They're gangrene and all that. And they suck. However, they're not mannequins. They're not Barbie and Ken. They're not damn dolls. They're damn football players. And the Chargers are nobody without my boy Eckler. They'd be giving anybody that many points. So we're grabbing the Jets plus 9.5. And God knows what is going on here. The Colts, Vegas loves the Colts because they give them so much respect with Phillip Rivers. I don't buy it. You give me Phillip Rivers or Aaron Rodgers. I'm going Aaron Rodgers no matter where, how, what. We're grabbing 2 there. And it is kind of creepy, though, that the Packers would be because they don't see them going 8-2. I do. I'm grabbing 2 points, and the Packers make it a thriller. And then we initially were going to be minus 7 in the Vikings. And then we thought about it a little bit and said, no, hell no. The Vikings are a bunch of choking damn dogs too, even though they're in the dome. But I think the Cowboys show up this week. I'm grabbing the 7 and the Cowboys. And say what you say, jump on that Lamb Las Vegas Raider and Derek Carr and all that crap with the Raiders got going on. They're not going 6-3. They're not going to go 7-3. They're going 6-4 because my homeboy's laying 8, man. It's a divisional game. They beat the Chiefs. Bah, 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 bah. I'm still going my homeboy and Mahomes laying the 8, going with the KC Chiefs. And here's where you start crying like a little baby pamper because I don't pick your Bucks. Your Bucks are going to lose, baby, and they're not going to win by a field goal or more. So I'm taking 4 points in the Rams on Monday night. Thank you for joining the show. Stay tuned to see how we did on these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12 games. Just called, gave you 4 more on the collegiate level today. Stay tuned to those games. We'll see. Stay tuned back in an I Love Monday show where we'll go over all these games. Please stay corona free. Be nice to somebody and have a gorgeous weekend. It's your boy Roy signing off. SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.